Button number 123, maps to you!
Map.
And taping on the 23rd, playing back, Fuzzy, Wuzzy, Willow.
December.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, M Squared, Ronnie Tarzana, and Brian Feedback.
For a couple hours to redub some tapes I made.
Stuart, I'm not going to tell you again. Nobody is allowed to use the equipment in the Maps to Stars home's basement. I paid for the stuff, and I'm the only one that uses it.
Okay, fine, fine. You use it and help me redub the tapes.
I'm too damn busy to help you.
Well, that's why I want to use it. Then I won't bother you, for Christ's sake.
Lower your voice, goddammit. Rose will start complaining about the noise again.
Rose is a bitch, Brene. You hear that? Rose is a bitch! Rose is a bitch!
That doesn't, ass breath. You're going to be ejected from here.
Look who's yelling now, the honeydew melon of West Hollywood.
That's it. Get out.
Okay for you, you old bald head. I'll get even with you if it's the last thing I do. You haven't heard the last of this.
I'm really scared.
You're still a bitch, Rose!
So he says, no one can use the Maps to Stars home's equipment except me. That's what I get for trying to be nice to that light bulb head.
So you didn't get the tapes done, huh?
Obviously not, so the tapes will go without reverb, that's all.
You mean to tell me that we spent all that time working on those tapes and you're not going to echo them? How the hell are we supposed to sound like we're in a cave, may I ask?
We can re-record the tapes in a garbage can or something, I don't know.
Stu, unless those tapes get reverb on them, don't ever ask me to give up a weekend to make tapes again. Brene has the best reverb in town, and that's what those tapes deserve.
Jeffy, that jerk is impossible to deal with. The only way we can use his equipment is to override him at something. Make it so he'll have to give in, but I just don't know what to do.
How about hitting him in his vulnerable spot?
No, he saves that part of him for his map workers.
I mean his money belt, you clod.
How do we hit him in his money belt? That's the tightest thing he wears. Maybe that's why he's bald. It was so tight it squeezed his hair out.
I don't mean hit him there literally, you jerk. I mean, what's his main source of income?
Well, that's easy. His stupid, retarded maps.
Exactly. So we design our own dumb, retarded maps and grab all his corners from him before he puts his kids on them.
You mean if we occupy his corners, he won't make any money?
Right, and even if his kids get there first, we'll keep dropping the price on our maps, so the customers will buy them from us.
Yeah, but look, if we go to all the trouble of printing maps, we might as well make some dough on it. It sounds like it'll cost a lot of money to do this.
No, it won't. I got a friend who's a printer. He owes me a favor, so now it's time he can repay me.
Okay, great! Uh-oh, but what about accuracy? We need a map to gather all the names and addresses.
Say no more. I'll call up M Squared, and he'll get one of Brene's maps from him without him even knowing about it.
So, Brene, I heard about that really schmucky thing you did to poor old Stu Funfone.
That good-for-nothing little shit. After he left, Rose came down here and hit me with a flower pot. Look at this lump on my head.
Oh, I thought that was your head. That's about the only kind of growth I've ever seen up there.
Screw you! Why did you come over here? To insult me?
Doesn't everybody? No, actually, I was wondering if I could, see one of your, maps, Brene.
Now, why would you want to see one of my maps?
Well, I've got relatives. I've got relatives coming in, and they were interested in seeing, Lucy Ball's house. That's right.
Forget it. She complained about tourists knocking on her door and invading her privacy, so I took her off the map.
Well, can I have one anyway?
What for?
Well, because they're really, really crazy about Carol Burnett and,
Same thing. She's off the map, too.
Well, don't you have any stars on your map?
Well, the kids put this one on. Fawcett, somebody or other.
Farrah Fawcett? Here's $4, Bernay.
So, you told them your relatives wanted to see where Farrah Fawcett lived, eh?
Not them, me. I just got a brand new pair of binoculars. By the way, Stu, you owe me $4.
Well, you'll get it, you'll get it. Okay, Jeffy, here's the map. Get it reproduced and let's get going.
Stu, I still think getting up at 6 a.m. is a little early to beat out Bernay. He won't even get out here until 10.
Jeffy, I'm not taking any chances. Now, you work this corner. M squared, Brian, and Ronnie are working the other corners, and I'll make the rounds.
Boy, what I don't do for stinking fun phone tape.
Just think of the great reverb we'll have when that bald head gives in.
Just think of the cold I'll have in my head when I finish today.
Never mind! Just start waving that map and start selling.
Oh, all right, all right. But who am I waving to? There's nobody on the road.
Yes, there is. I am. Now start selling!
Okay, kids, let's get going. I expect high viffles from you today. Okay, Johnny, here's your corner. Get out.
Wait a second, Bernay. There's someone already on my corner selling maps.
Impossible, bastard nose. You've got the first corner.
Well, look for yourself, you old bald head.
What?
Hi, want to buy a map?
You want to get killed to death? Uncle Jeffy, what are you doing on my map working corner?
Oh, is it yours, Bernay? That's funny. I don't see a sign on it, much less a mailbox.
I'm going to stuff you in a mailbox if you don't put that sign away right now.
Sorry, Bernay, but you'll have to speak to my employer about that. I was here first.
Well, who's your employer?
Stuart Funphone.
That figures. Where is he?
Oh, I don't know, Bernay. Maybe he's in his basement not allowing people to use his equipment.
Oh, so that's his dirty game, is it? I see what that ass breath is trying to do. Boy, that's what I call sour grapes.
And you're what I call a stubborn bald head. Why don't you let him use your equipment?
Okay, if Stuart wants a map war, he's gonna get one.
Does this mean I don't have to sell maps, Bernay?
On the contrary, you little shit. Get out. You'll sell on this corner.
But this guy with the big schnoz is on this corner.
I don't give a damn if a hooker is on this corner.
You wouldn't.
Get out and sell those maps.
But... You really think you're tough shit, don't you?
Look at this. A little shit thinks he can hurt me.
Ow!
And he's right, too. Oh!
Maps, maps, get your maps to Stars House!
My maps are cheaper! My maps are cheaper!
Hey, shut up!
Maps, maps!
Okay, Arnold, get out.
Bernay, there's a guy with a mustache and magenta pants on this corner.
hello, party.
So, you buy a map for your relatives, huh?
Bernay, you owe me $50.
Why?
Well, you see this bandage? This is where Farrah's bitch dog tried to have her dinner.
Great. The dog'll probably die from rabies now. Looks like I've lost another name on my map. Arnold, get out and block this guy's business.
Oh, I thought you were the one that liked men's businesses, Al, honey.
His map business, pucker lips.
You're gonna fry, turkey.
Hey, kid, why not stand in the middle of the street? You'll be able to attract more cars that way.
Oh, no! Nothing doing. I tried that once. Somebody knocked me over signaling for a left turn.
Viffle, Jeffy!
Blank. And tell this kid to quit biting my ear.
Who's that kid?
One of Bernay's henchmen. By the way, Stu, Bernay's really pissed.
Great, great. Maybe he'll give in sooner than we think. When did you last see him?
About 3 hours ago.
And here he comes now. He's making his rounds.
Aha! There you are, Stuart Funphone. I'll teach you to invade my income.
Stu, watch out! He's gonna rear-end you!
Over my dead rear end! See you later!
You little shit. Nobody can outdrive Al Bernay. I'll get you, you little shit.
Spoo! Don't you want to know my biffle?
I'm kind of in a hurry, actually!
I'll get you, you little shit.
Hey, you guys! Watch out! That's a red light!
All right. What happened, pal?
A lot of trouble to go through just to use Bernay's equipment.
Yeah, but I got it, didn't I?
Yeah, along with a broken leg, 3 cracked ribs, and a broken nose. One thing that still puzzles me, though. How did you get Bernay to give in?
Simple, Jeffy. Pull the partition back and look who my roommate is.
Hello, party.
Bernay! You and Stu are sharing the same room?
Kind of looks that way, actually.
Okay, that's the first impossibility. Now explain how this ties into Bernay's equipment.
You remember the maps you had printed, the ones that were supposed to be exact duplicates of Bernay's?
Yeah, so?
No, the maps your friend printed were not maps. What he printed was a page out of the Screen Actors Guild Academy directory. He must have gotten the plates mixed up. Our maps contained 500 names and addresses that Bernay's map didn't have.
And because of that, my maps will now improve 100%. I told Stork that if he gave me one of his maps, I would include the names and addresses on my map and let him use my equipment.
But how did you find out that we had different names on our map?
In the accident, all his maps flew into my car.
Bernay says we can use his equipment just as soon as we get out of here.
Which should be in about 2 months, if our bones heal fast.
Well, you're in such a good mood, Stu, that I kind of hate to give you this.
Well, what is it?
Well, because we spent so much time on the map thing, you forgot to pay Funphone's bill. They disconnected it.
What?
Yeah, and I went down and tried to pay it, but they said the owner of the line had to sign for it to get it reconnected. He had to sign for it in person.
What?
Yeah, and since you'll be out in the hospital for 2 months, by that time they'll have reassigned the number, so we'll have to build our call rate all over again.
Oh, no! No!
Remember, Stu, I just came in here to cheer you up.
Out! Out!
Well, Stu, I think I'm going to go now.
Get out!
I hope you're satisfied, ass breath.
Why is it I'm always the one who gets screwed all the time?
If you were like me, it wouldn't happen.
If I were like you, I'd be endlessly surrounded by small children.
I'm putting this cast down and kill you to death.
I'll put mine down and kill you more.
What? Does it?
The map workers were portrayed by Brian Feedback and Ronnie Tarzana. The policeman was M Squared, and Al Bernay played with portrayed himself.